Okay, so let's begin. Nice to be here. And it's just a year when there was a conference, FOSJS, I organized in Rapperswil. And now this talk somehow relates on this conference where the court game has been presented first in such an audience. So I just want to report about what's new, about what is the state of the court game. The goals of the court game has been to correct OpenStreetMap data and to go outdoors and collect data without realizing that it's something like OpenStreetMap. It's just a game, it's just time. You want a leisure time, you want to do, and it has to be simple for that. So it needed to run on the main mobile platforms like iPhones and Android phones. It's a mobile web app, and let me emphasize this, it runs in the browser with lots of JavaScript code. And there is also some server-side code, of course. And it's something like data capturing, but by applying game elements in the user interface and in the workflow. It's open source in itself, so you can fork and download it on GitHub. So court is Danish just for map, and it needed just to be short to be remembered easily. And it combines this mobile web app, combines three elements. It's about crowdsourcing, like OpenStreetMap. It's about gamification, and I'll explain that. And it's about modern web apps, and that's about HTML5 technology. That's the URL, the .ch. Don't be confused about this. It's worldwide. It's running worldwide. So the implementation of the court was made by JavaScript, HTML5, and CSS. The backend is PHP with few Python scripts. And then there is a Postgres database backend with the PostJS extension. The main goal is just to fulfill a mission, which is nothing more than entering a value, a missing value of an OpenStreetMap object. And then there is also another task, which is similar and related to it. It's called validation, which means to check answers given by others so that gamers just don't overemphasize to collect data without even having it checked outside. So the game elements are this kind of mission. Then there are credits, which we of course call coins with K. And then there is a high score, and then there is an award. So these are the coins and awards. So after 10 points, or coins, you get this type of coins. This is how it looks like on an iPhone, and it looks a little bit rather iPhone-like because of the Sencha Touch library behind, but it runs on Chrome mainly and any other HTML5 capable browser. So the first map you will see is this kind of missions. This is mission in German. So this is near Rapperswil at the other end of the Lake of Zurich, simply. And around yourself, there are these missions displayed. And missions, there are about seven types of different missions. So for example, you see here a speed limit, 50. And which indicates there is a missing speed limit, and so you have to enter it. In the newer version, there is a question mark because, of course, it's not always 50 kilometers per hour. And then this is something like the way type, which is missing, the highway type. And this is these are buildings which have no names, like church or school buildings, so you have to enter names. And you realize it's not about entering geometry. It's just relying on all, on already entered, captured OpenStreetMap objects. It's about adding one value on a tag which is missing. So, for example, if you click on one, you get this kind of screen which says get 5 coins. And if you enter the way type, and the way type that's gravel or another type, and then you say it's complete the mission, and that's it. And if you don't know, you can go back and choose another mission. And then after having collected a few coins, you can look how you are ranked on a high score, and that's it. And it's almost. I mean, if you have reached one specific mission, like here, that's another one where there is the question, which type of cuisine is this restaurant of? There is a restaurant, but no cuisine. And then you can answer it or say, I don't know. And the star behind, I mean, this kind of graphics behind indicates, and including this one, indicates something special, which means we have the concept of campaign, drive, or action. So right now, for example, I'll repeat it once again, there is a campaign of getting double the coins just now that you are here in Karlsruhe. So you can get double the coins just for a limited amount of time. I'll come back on this. So just to come back to the notion of gamification. Gamification, the definition is the use of game mechanics and rewards in non-game context for non-game applications in order to increase engagement and loyalty. So it's not only about data capturing, it's also about corporations for brand, for making their brand more famous, for example. There are other definitions like, or nouns like a serious game or a game with a purpose. So the aspects are also threefold. There are game elements, there are game design techniques, and it needs to be in a non-gaming context. The specifics to implement they are not easy to convey, not easy to learn. So you need some experience on really applying game elements. It's about high scores, leaderboards. It's about experience, giving credits, giving virtual goods, giving awards, another status, or badges. It's about quests, and it's about visual feedback on results and on a progress. So at the right combination of all those mechanics and game elements, this makes a good game. But it's an own lecture and to explain what makes up a good game. There is some related, there are some related projects to the court game. It's Map Roulette, and it's still active, very active actually. It's Map Roulette, I would define as a web app to serve challenges randomly and one after the other. And the challenge has currently a single topic of one OpenStreetMap error. I've heard that this will change, that you can add your own. And that's why I recommend to listen to my colleagues, Serge Wolklowski and Martin. So then there has been one of the first games in this context, in the context of data capturing, is Address Hunter. It's discontinued, and it was a web app which displayed building addresses nearby yourselves, and it made it easy to capture them. Easier than the ID editor or JOSM. And then there is Waze, still active. A company originally from Israel, now bought by Americans or expanded to US, as far as I know. And this is about a navigation app. And if you allow to share your position and traffic slam, then you get more access somehow and rewarded. Then there is OpenStreetMap Reporter, which is discontinued. And then you have other kind of games which are famous in every country. For example, the Swiss Railway, there you can become a major of a railway station. And so to entertain somehow the travelers. So the architecture, some technicalities about the court game. It's rather differentiated behind the wall. So this is the user, and sorry for the German, not translated graphics. That's the user who does a mission, who submits a mission. Then there is a web server which organizes everything, which orchestrates the thing. He writes to the database server, which is Postgres, as I've said already. And after having finished the mission, after three validations, actually, after three people have had validated and checked the same error, then it will get uploaded to OpenStreetMap back again. And on a daily basis, the OpenStreetMap database is being extracted by KeepRight, a separate project, independent of the court game. And this KeepRight, for example, or another database I'm running in my institute, it collects possible error candidates, which feed again the server with new errors. And everything is cloud-based. And currently, there are two sources, KeepRight, which can be accessed separately, of course, as a web application on its own to see errors. And then there is an OpenStreetMap database extract, which has hourly update in my institute. I called it Extended OpenStreetMap Database 1, EOSM DB1. And that's rather expensive. It's SQL behind, which you have to program. Then there are new candidates for which are not yet included. And that's the main mission message I want to tell you. One of the main messages, how could we extend the court game? There are also missions and errors which are not suited for this kind of simple filling up the gaps. For example, fix me tags, they are not standardized, so I can't really process them and offer it to the user in a simple way. OpenStreetMap is also non-standardized, and for example, house number validator, that's only one error type, that there is not too much data to extract. The state of court, about the features, is that there are rules. One mission must be confirmed by three validations, as I told you already. Then if three validations or two deny that the fact somebody has entered, then the mission gets re-entered to be captured once again. And I should say that you also can say not solvable. So often there are false positives or something which just doesn't apply. For example, building borders which are tagged like a way, and then the court game asks which way is this building border, and then you can answer not applicable. Then the third rule is if the object has been changed in the meantime, because it can take quite some weeks that four people, visit the same building or street name and validate it, then if it has been changed, another attribute or something, then it gets disabled as a mission and taken out of the database of court, because I don't want to overwrite a version of some human. Then if a user a user loses his points in a mission if it, they have been invalidated by others, so that's a kind of penalty, not too much. It just loses the coins he got if others say no, that wasn't correct. So we are watching. We have some checks on the built in. Then we had been allowed. The court server has been allowed to write back these missions, and it's called the user court 2 awesome, and it committed around 500, which is rather good. It could be more, just coming back to this. And then there is this kind of campaign I already told you about. So take part of this campaign. It has been translated already into 23 languages. And the interesting thing here is that you see here a progress bar even when translating. That application hasn't been made by ourselves, but it's nice to see that you see some progress to motivate translators. Statistics, we have gotten, I mean, they, it's a work of two students who are now finished, and we altogether got 3 awards, and there are some users from OpenStreetMap. The main amount of user is from OpenStreetMap. Then there are from Google logged in, and only very few from Facebook. So that could be more from Facebook. Then we have that amount of missions and only a third of validations. That should be times 3 to confirm. So that's really something to be enhanced in the future, because we have too much new mission completed, but no validators. Every 3 months there is a campaign, like these days, and the user behavior, it's not easy to see some pattern, what's the behavior of the users during the week or daytime. The next release, that's probably the most interesting stuff here. We will produce a native app out of the HTML5. You can produce for both. It's a little bit more complicated for Apple because there are restrictions, and there are 26 open issues in GitHub, just to say. And I pick two out of them as possible future work. We want to unify missions so that we don't make a distinction between entering a mission or to validate. So you can enter several times the same mission. And another thing is, like in the title, we are thinking about an API to add own errors or missions. And this is the main thing I wanted to discuss afterwards, probably. So we are thinking that's some months away. We can release this one. It's the question if it should be an API rather for programmers or a GUI, because it's not so easy to define a good mission type. There needs to be, we have challenges. For example, you have to enter a separate text, a good text. It needs to have only one attribute. It needs a separate question, and we need several icons in several sizes for each new error type. And how MapRoulette manage to do this, you can see on Sunday and in another presentation. So that's mainly what I wanted to say. Let's come back once again on these requirements, so to understand that we are here just somehow crowdsourcing the crowdsourced game. So we want to give back the possibilities that you can enter your own missions, and it's there are some technical issues still. And the other thing, which is also interesting, and I'll mention, is that we began to investigate how campaigns can be made. So I didn't note it here, but I'm thinking of giving the possibility to everybody to define a campaign, because who cares when I do a when I define a campaign in Rapperswil, in a town you never heard before? So probably you have a stronger community, you have an idea, so you can right now mail me and we define this kind of campaign. It was rather fast, this one. A campaign has a region, like Karlsruhe, and it has a slogan, and you have to define which error type and how much more coins you get. That's the kind of campaign we can already offer now. Then we have to type in all this stuff, and in an hour it's online. That's from my side.
Okay, now you can switch to your last slide, as you already did, I think. Yes. Thank you, Stefan. I take the I use the privilege that I've already got the microphone to ask the first question. So now if I want to gather some information in a certain region, I can simply contact you and somehow build a kind of a mission filter which automatically generates mission from map data, or how does it work?
No, the adding a new error type or mission type is not so easy right now, mm-hmm. because it's still hardwired in the code on several places. For example, the translation files, they need to be loaded and released together with the code, and adding only one line of additional question for this new needs a new release, which is easy to do right now because it's a web app, but still it needs to have a new compilation and release. And what I talked before was mailing me about a campaign.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Anyone else questions?
Hello. First of all, nice app. I was using it and I'm using it. I wanted to ask also about, you said that other people to add. Like we had in Romania the 18,000 places of workshop, but we have them at a city level, not at a pinpoint level. That would be possible in the future to like integrate what we have in the separate layer and people to move the church where it really is. I don't know if I...
I lost the question in the middle. Then can you repeat it?
We have the list of all the place of churches in Romania, but yes. There was a city level or at a town level. They're not really pinpointed at the exactly direction, and this is why we didn't import it yet. Would we be able to use court as to make people place it more correctly?
No. That was one of the restrictions. I mean, what the design decisions that we don't care, we don't touch the geometry, which we are just dealing with tags, one tag per object. We even can't currently add two tags, even for addresses, for example, which would have needed address, house number and address street. It's only one tag we handle right now, just for the case of simplicity, for the need of simplicity.
Yeah.
Hey. So don't you think three validations is a bit much? For example, for getting restaurant cuisine right, you would have four mappers for people with core game installed and right. Using it.
It's I agree.
Unlikely.
I agree. It's too much. But you know, we have been one of the first convincing the data management group, working group, that some kind of non-human is allowed to upload errors, because we really don't know the all names. We don't record all four names, and then we just decided to be on the safe side. And probably we lower, because it's really quite much to have four people on the same place. We could lower it to two at least, actually. Yeah. agree.
I have the same question. Maybe we can just skip check for new information in case we add some information, not overwrite existing information.
We allow Google to register with the Google account and Facebook, and not only OpenStreetMap. So they are, you can't just check who is the one who entered the data. So just we had been conservative.
So we can't be connected with the OpenStreetMap account for.
We could, yes. We could favor them, yeah.
How we can describe to the OSM community that we don't need to check this data in that particular case.
Yeah, okay.
So the 5 minutes for questions have passed, but I think you will also happily answer more questions during the breaks, or at the social event in the evening, if some appear. So thank you very much for the talk.
Thank you.